Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode.
Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. It's your host, Mason Cosby, and this is another one of our newsletter audience program breakdowns. So we asked our newsletter audience, send us your ICP, your product or service, and then the goals, and we'll give you some quick tips. So this one comes from Liana. Her ICP is specifically large retail brands in the US with 100 plus locations. The service is designing retail store signage and graphics. And then the goal is to connect with 10 new brands. So immediate couple of things that always stand out to me would be one, the ICP. I would get way more specific on the ICP because what I don't know, I'm going to assume like maybe marketing or like store managers, something along those lines. I don't actually know who we're reaching out to within context of this program because yes, we're focused on the account, but people still buy from people. So it'd be helpful to know a little bit more specifically on who we want to talk to and like what their pains are. The other thing is retail brands is still really big. So for the purpose of an ABM program, the goal is to get as specific as logically relevant. So I would maybe focus not just like retail brands, but I don't like maybe electronic stores or maybe clothing stores, something to that extent that is one click deeper. So if you're talking to specifically store managers at electronic stores, and we're talking like coming like Best Buy, that's a different message and a different perspective than graphic design teams at clothing stores or product designers at clothing stores or fashion designers. If we can get a little bit more specific, then the next question becomes a lot easier because the primary goal of an account-based marketing program is to get really specific content in front of a really specific audience where they live. So when I think about that right now, large retail brands in the US with 100 plus locations, like that's still really broad. So I don't actually know where that audience lives. And if I were to ask you, the challenge would be like, I don't know if she lives either. Whereas if we got really specific to like a geographic region, like we want to go after New England retail brands that have 100 plus stores, specifically selling electronics or selling clothing or selling furniture, like that's more specific. And what you can likely find are where those audiences are living. So that's how I think through it as just a first thing. And then the goal is to show up everywhere. That might be events, just given the nature of what you're doing. It also might be really cool is in-store walkthroughs of like, this is the before and after. So specifically if you, because it's signage and graphics. So if you can showcase how by working with you, the process of, hey, this is where this store started. And by the time they were done working with us, this is what their results were. Obviously that takes time and that's hard. But 10 new brands doesn't feel like a crazy lift. Like I want to be super clear, 100 plus locations, like that's going to be hard to break into, but if it got really specific and it was like, all right, if we go after this vertical in this region and this persona or like this department that we're really focused in on, that knocks us down to like 150 companies that we can actually viably go after. All right, I can wrap my head around like working super hard to get in front of 150 companies. And the likelihood of 10 actually converting is pretty high if we got that specific and that focused. Because then everything we're doing is like for the ABM program, not everything you're doing across your entire brand, but like everything for the ABM program is what events do they go to? Do we want to host a dinner? Like how do I get 30 people in the same room and just hang out with them? Do I have a customer that already like likes us, is in the same vertical, and could make referrals? If we got that specific, you can wrap your head around that list. And I'll just show you quick, like we built our own target account list. And as I looked at the list, I was like, I literally know the SVP of marketing at like half of these companies. Maybe not half, that was an exaggeration, just 2000. But I actually, as we scrolled through the list, I was like, I have the cell phone numbers of 10 of these people. So what did I do? I literally shot them a text and was like, hey, this is going to be really direct, but like we did a data analysis to understand our best fit customer. And like your company is a direct lookalike of literally our best fit customers. Do you guys need help with ABM? And the reception was incredible because I said really specifically, I know based on all this data that we have and like results and testimonials, we do really great work for your kind of company. If you need our help, I'd love to be helpful. Like, you can do that if you got really specific and you have the data to support it. So, last couple of thoughts for you would just be get more specific on exactly we're trying to serve. And once you've maybe nailed down that list of specific companies in specific regions or however you want to do the segmentation, like you can do it by persona. Like one of the other things that's been really helpful for us is we are now segmenting our list and our target account list by people involved in the organization, because we're seeing that we actually work super well with a specific size sales team and a specific size like marketing team. So for the marketing side, it's 3 to 8 marketers is where we're typically seeing some of our best work. So like that kind of specificity is super helpful. So if I'm in your shoes, that's what I'd be looking for, is like, how do I further segment this audience? And again, because it's store and like it's in-person related things, I would love a geo-based program, because then you can actually expand within that geography and do some kind of live in-person demonstrations. And if you can just own a geo for a little bit and then you replicate that across multiple geographic regions, like that would be my recommendation just from a focus perspective. So hopefully that's helpful. And yeah, last thought, like once you've nailed the geo, once you've nailed the targeting, just like everything becomes how to get in front of all these people. And that conversation is way easier when it's a list of 150 to 200 versus large retail. That's just so big. It's hard to wrap your arms around what we would actually do for that audience. So again, hopefully that's helpful. If you have any other thoughts or questions, always feel free to reach out. This has been Scrappy ABM. We'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.